He's last year's winner, so he's a bit of a favourite. And then Katie, she came third last year, and we've also got Sherman here. Anyone who knows Shirley Clydesdales, everyone knows Sherman. He's not racing; he's just here recouping from major surgery. So, yeah. So we've only got five here at the moment out of the 18 in total.
Now, you said Dave was the winner last year. What was Dave's special technique? What put him in front, do you think?
Probably, he had winkers on.
For those who don't know what
okay,
winkers
yeah,
are.
So winkers or blinkers. So you'll see them in the race. Like a lot of the other horses were watching the waves coming in as they were racing, and they were getting further up the beach towards the crowd as they raced along, whereas Dave had winkers on, which are like covers their eyes so they can only see forward. He couldn't see that the waves rolling in towards him, so he just focused on what he had in front of him. And of course, his jockey he knew quite well, which is our daughter Talina. And yep, she just encouraged him all the way along, and he just opened up. And it was quite amazing to see him go, actually. He really stretched and made 3 lengths up on Darwin, that was leading the race last year.
I'll tell you what else you might be able to put in there, Linda. You might be able to come up with a turkey race. These fellas are pretty noisy at the moment while we're trying to chat.
Yeah, we've got our gobbler turkey. He's not real happy at the moment. His girlfriend's sitting on a nest of eggs, so he's quite lonely and trying to impress the chooks, which aren't real impressed by a turkey at all. So, but they're actually part of our. We never had chooks, but they're actually part of our training with the Clydesdales. Yeah, believe it or not. So, there's nothing worse than throwing a chook at a Clydesdale and seeing the Clydesdale not react. So they get, unfortunately, in the some of the public are quite keen to see what happens if they throw things at horses and try and spook them or whatever. So we've got to get these guys really bomb proof, and the chooks really help with that. Yeah.
Could be a bit of a secret technique
Yeah.
there, Lena.
Yeah.
Now, we've got Dawn in here with us. Looking at Dawn, she is a big horse. I wouldn't look at her and think speed. How fast
Absolutely
are
not.
they?
No, look, on the day, we really have to try hard to get them into a canter. Like, they're all harness horses, all these horses, and they do get ridden. It's not, they don't get ridden regularly, but we're starting to ride them more than what we're used to. But when you do get them into a canter, it feels like if you've ever ridden a horse in show jumping, every stride is like a jump, and you can really feel the power in every stride with the muscles and that they have. It's quite exhilarating to go from a light horse, jump on one of these and actually feel the power underneath you, and then for them to say, "No, I really don't want to do it," which is what Sherman did in last year's race. Yeah, so they're lovely and beautiful, placid nature.
How much more difficult does racing on sand make the job?
Yeah, that's the horses have a lot more. We've actually just pulled all their shoes off for the beach races. When we're working them on bitumen, that they can really get down and pull with their shoes on. We thought having the shoes on the sand might make it even harder for them, because they're like a every footprint will be like a shovel full of sand. On any horse, sand is muscle building, and it is quite like even yourself. If you're running along a beach, it's a lot harder than running along on the footpath or on the grass. So preparing them for this weekend, we've had 2 rides on the beach with the jockeys or the clerks, and taking them out and just made sure they're all good with the seawater, and taking them for swims, and it's actually been a lot of fun. Yeah.
So, any top tips this year? Do you think you've got an inkling about who might take out the race?
Oh no. Oh, look, it's just all up to the day. So yeah, we'll just wait and see and just have a bit of fun.